The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's start with this one from Real Simple. The Vets Will See You Now, Answers to Your Hairiest Pet Questions. First, a soft sidekick. I really wanted a chinchilla, but have never raised one before. Is there anything I should be aware of before I jump in? And the answer? Chinchillas require a cage roughly 3 feet square with climbing ramps, a box to hide in, drinking water, and timothy hay, their main food source, says veterinarian Evan Mavrometis. They also need 1 to 2 daily tablespoons of pellet food like Oxbow Essentials Chinchilla Food, $18 from Jet.com, and a teaspoon of raisins or cranberries a few times per week. To keep her coat shiny, give her a dust bath 4 times weekly. The dust mimics pumice in her natural habitat and strips away dirt and oil from her coat. Bathing with water is a no-no. Her dense fur doesn't dry easily, and trapped moisture on her skin could leave her vulnerable to infection. Contain the mess by putting a fishbowl filled with fine sand from all living things, small animal, blue cloud dust, for $10 at PetSmart.com, into the cage and let her roll around on it or in it for 30 minutes. Next, dry spell. My box turtle skin is flaky and dry. What could be the cause? Answer, his tank could be too hot, notes veterinarian Kristen Claricotes Valdez. While there are several species of box turtle, the general rule of thumb is that a basking lamp should keep one side of his tank at 85 to 90 degrees, making the other side 74 to 80 degrees. Place a water bowl inside the tank to regulate the humidity and let him soak in 2 inches of warm water up to 3 times weekly. If he still seems dry, his diet could be causing a vitamin A deficiency or malnutrition as well. Prevent this by feeding your adult turtle a diet of 50% protein, such as earthworms, dusted with a calcium supplement at each feeding and a multivitamin weekly, then 40% vegetables, such as lettuce and sweet potato, and 10% fruit, raspberries, blueberries, every few days. If he's still dry, bring him to a vet who can check for an infection and discuss your tank setup. How about disaster prep? We have an emergency plan for the family, but not our pet. How can we make sure he's ready? Veterinarian Nancy Kay suggests stocking an airtight container with up to 3 weeks' worth of food you know your pet will eat, even if he's upset, along with treats he's used to in order to prevent a stress-related hunger strike, which can lead to GI issues. Next, gather a first aid kit with triple antibiotic ointment, bandaging, saline, and a digital thermometer like the Kergo Pet First Aid Kit, $30 on Kergo.com, along with medical records, a 2-week supply of medicines he takes regularly, and anything that would be soothing in a time of stress, says Kay. On your front window, affix a cling. Imagine this company decal, $8 for 2 at Chewy.com. They're not really showing me one. To inform responders how many pets are inside in case you're away during an emergency, advises veterinarian Gail Okonski. Make sure your pet is crate trained, used to car rides, and fitted with a microchip in case of an evacuation. Next, from Real Simple, the short list, 5 books that won't disappoint. First is an inventive debut. What's the secret to happiness? In Katie Williams's Tell the Machine Goodnight, the answer lies in the Apricity 480, a device that analyzes a person's saliva and makes recommendations such as find religion or adopt a dog. Apricity employee Pearl is baffled when her son refuses to use the machine and she must reckon with his choice. This timely novel delves into the desire to optimize our messy lives. Next, a solo adventure. In a society that increasingly values connectivity, moments of solitude are hard to come by. But social scientists have found that time to oneself is essential to happiness and health. In Alone Time, Stephanie Rosenblum reflects on her solo trips to Paris, Florence, Istanbul, and New York, and offers even the most social of social butterflies strategies to reap the benefits of being alone. Next, a genre-bending thriller. In her latest novel called Providence, Caroline Kepnes, that's K-E-P-N-E-S, or U, puts a supernatural spin on suspense. When John Bronson is freed 4 years after being kidnapped, he has no memory of captivity. All he wants to do is reconnect with his soulmate, Chloe, and move on. But he soon discovers he has the power to kill people in an instant, putting everyone he knows in danger. This detective novel, love story, and thriller rolled into one explores the choices we make to protect the ones we love. Then Musings on Loss. In her tender novel, The Dependence, Catherine Dion addresses the inevitable hurt that follows the loss of a loved one. While Gene Ash prepares for his wife Maida's funeral, he thinks back on their loving marriage. But as his children and old friends share stories about Maida that shock him, he realizes how little he really knew about his lifelong partner. Dion's debut is a heartbreaking meditation on the long process that is healing from grief. And last, one that's great for a book club. Having run away from home years ago, Amar is estranged from his conservative Indian parents when his sister announces her engagement and her hope that the family can reunite for the wedding in California. Amar's homecoming will reopen old wounds for all. In A Place for Us, Fatima Farheen Misra speaks to the roles religion and expectation play in a family and the clash of values between generations. Also from Real Simple, how to pack everything into a carry-on. No baggage fees, no lost luggage, just you flying through the airport with the greatest of ease. First, have a strategy. Stick to this no-fail formula for a week-long trip. Pack one dress, six tops, three bottoms, two bras, nude and black, two workout outfits, nine pairs of underwear and socks, and a set of pajamas, says Hitha Palipu, founder of the travel blog Hitha On The Go and author of How to Pack. Opt for clothing made of fabrics that are less likely to rumple, like ponte, stretched denim, and polyester blends. Choose two pairs of shoes, three max. For most locales, you'll be fine with sneakers, heels, and sandals or flats. Next, make a list in advance. Start thinking about specific garments a week before you depart to sidestep snafus. This will give you plenty of time to do laundry, collect dry cleaning, and make sure everything is in good condition. Plus, you'll be able to plan out your mixing and matching, says Palepu. Wear your bulkiest items, such as jeans, sneakers, and a jacket, say, on the plane. Download Palupo's packing list at hithaonthego.com/list. Select the right wheelie bag. There are four main types to consider: international, which is about 22 inches tall, domestic, between 21 and 23 inches tall, hard case, strong yet rigid, and soft case, which is expandable but heavy. If you often fly out of the country and hardly ever check your bag, opt for a hard case that fits international size limitations. Consult the airline for specifics. If you tend to overpack or shop during your trip, and you don't mind occasionally checking your bag, choose a soft case up to 23 inches tall. And then the right personal bag is key, as it can help you conserve space in your carry-on and have all your travel essentials within arm's reach. Go for a zippered tote or backpack with room for a laptop, book, and souvenirs. A bag that's 9 by 10 by 17 inches or smaller will meet nearly all airlines' requirements, she says. Your personal bag is also a good place to keep travel-size liquid toiletries, placed in a resealable quart-size clear bag per TSA rules for easy access when going through security. Next, roll and fold clothes. To roll or fold, Palepu has the answer. I roll my bottoms and fold my tops. I find my clothes end up with fewer wrinkles, and I can fit more in my bag. Use a packing cube, adds Kristen Foundas, Kristen Addis, founder of the blog Be My Travel Muse. She likes the large 10x14x3-inch cube from the Eagle Creek Packet Cube Set. $28, available on Amazon.com. You can add more than you expect because the cube compresses everything, she says. And last, pack it all up. Stow each pair of shoes in a shoe bag so the soles won't dirty your clothes, and pack them first at the bottom of the case. Place the packing cube next. Finally, cram compact items such as swimsuits, underwear, socks into empty corners or even inside your shoes. Include a laundry bag with a few dryer sheets stashed inside to bring dirty clothes home. Here's a humorous piece. The struggle is real. Lists I've been meaning to make. The first list says things to do with avocados before they go bad. Things to do with rotten avocados. Reasons I need to learn to let things go. And then witty comebacks I didn't think of in time. The next list, shows to watch on Netflix and consider hobbies. Ways celebrities really are just like us. Ways they are totally not. And vacations I will never take but like to plan. And her last list, bikinis versus one pieces, pros and cons. Gyms offering discounts for the first three visits. Things I could do if I stopped writing lists. And another list of lists to make. All right, from Real Simple, road test. Their team tested more than 70 varieties of sauces, spreads, and relishes to see what squeezed out the competition. So, for best hot sauce, Crystal Hot Sauce, made with only three ingredients, this bright all-purpose sauce is bursting with complex flavor from aged cayenne peppers. Keep the pretty bottle on the table for a dash of heat whenever you want it. To buy, $2 for 12 ounces at grocery stores. Next, the best barbecue sauce would be 365 Everyday Value Organic Texas True Barbecue Sauce. The right balance of sweetness, tang, and smoke makes this pick as good on ribs as it is on grilled salmon. To buy, $4 for 17.5 ounces at Whole Foods. The best spicy brown mustard, Golden's, G-U-L-D-E-N-S, spicy brown. Zingy and bold, with just enough structure from ground-up mustard seeds, this classic is exactly what we want on hot dogs and sausages. To buy, $1.50 for 12 ounces at grocery stores. The best relish, Woodstock Organic Jalapeno Relish. This cucumber-free jalapeno relish has a hint of sweetness and a big kick. It licked the competition, most of which were full of dyes and high fructose corn syrup. To buy, $7 for a 16-ounce jar at grocery stores. The best mayo, Heinz Real Mayonnaise. Even the mayo haters loved this super creamy spread. Never clumpy or oily, it gets bonus points for using 100% cage-free eggs. To buy, $4 for a 30-ounce jar at grocery stores. And the best ketchup, Sir Kensington's Classic Ketchup. The first ingredient in this premium ketchup is whole tomatoes, not tomato concentrate. We were not only surprised, but converted. To buy, $5 for a 20-ounce squeeze bottle at grocery stores. From Family Circle, Seeking Shades. Make sure those aviators you love so much actually block the sun. Shop smart with 7 expert-vetted do's and don'ts. Don't settle for less than 100% UVA and UVB protection. Nearly half of U.S. adults ignore UV ratings, the most important aspect of shades. Do go big. Oversize or wraparound sunglasses limit the UV rays that can penetrate from the sides. Don't worry about lens color. Dark shades don't guarantee more protection. Do remember that polarized glasses cut down on glare, but not UV exposure. Don't feel compelled to spend a lot. Affordable shades can be just as effective as expensive ones. Do let kids pick out a style that they like. They might be more likely to wear them then. Don't skip shades just because you wear glasses. Opt for clip-ons or photochromic lenses, which turn dark in sunlight. Also from Family Circle, dogs and cats behaving badly. Old habits die hard, but your pet's bad habits don't have to. Vet Katie Nelson offers fast fixes for your biggest complaints. First, even though they have their own scratchers, my cats claw away at our furniture. That was Angela Stewart's. There's the answer. Scratching allows cats to sharpen their claws, but your couch may pay the price. Offer them a customized alternative. Choose a material, such as sisal, cardboard, or rope, that resembles what they seem to like. If they gravitate toward tall as opposed to flat surfaces, they may prefer a vertical scratcher. Position it near where your cats scratch and rub it with catnip as an enticement. You can apply a no-scratch spray or double-sided tape to certain items, too. It's also a good idea to trim your cat's nails regularly. Next, I'd like to walk my 10-pound cockapoo, but she pulls the leash the whole time. Answer, pulling is commonly due to overstimulation. Try tiring her out a bit before going on a walk. Throw her favorite toy around the house, run with her in the yard, and then head out for a stroll. Also, consider switching to the Freedom no-pull harness or the Gentle Leader. They both discourage pulling and give you more control. The first by moving the pressure point from the front of the neck to the chest, and the other by placing pressure on the back of the neck. Pulling on the leash is a difficult behavior to fix, so you may need to get advice from a professional trainer. Next, my dog licks everything. The floor, his bed, his feet. What gives? Answer, excessive licking might mean anything from allergies to anxiety to dental disease. Allergic skin disease can be addressed with antihistamines, diet changes, or even immunotherapy. Anxiety issues can be treated with natural calming agents and pharmaceuticals. Oral pain can be taken care of with a professional dental cleaning and x-rays or extractions. And last, our cat bites our legs when she wants our attention. It really hurts. Cats harmlessly swat, stalk, pounce, bite, and scratch with their feline friends as part of play. When the energy is directed at humans, however, it can be painful. Letting your cat play with plenty of toys, boxes, paper bags, and cubbies will help keep your feline ninja fully engaged. You can also try redirecting the behavior or distracting her by carrying treats and throwing them ahead of you when you walk in areas where the stalking behavior occurs. And never physically punish your cat, as this may encourage further excitation or aggression or make her afraid of you. Keep in mind, talking with your vet can help determine the best solution for improving your pet's specific behavior issues. From Real Simple, mixed berry rhubarb crumble cake. We're going to start with something sweet here. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 3 hours. This serves 12. For your crumble topping, you need 1.5 cups rolled oats, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar, 1/2 cup chopped pecans, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 a cup or 1 stick of cold unsalted butter cut into cubes. For the cake itself, 3/4 cup or 1.5 sticks unsalted butter softened plus more for the dish. 3 cups all-purpose flour plus more for the dish. 1.5 cups granulated sugar. 3 large eggs. 1 tablespoon baking powder. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 cup whole milk. 1 tablespoon vanilla extract. 2 cups fresh blueberries. 2 cups fresh raspberries, 2 cups chopped rhubarb, and powdered sugar for serving. Make the crumble topping by mixing the oats, flour, brown sugar, pecans, and salt in a medium bowl. Add butter and knead until the mixture resembles coarse crumbs. For the cake, preheat oven to 350. Lightly butter a 13-by-9-inch baking dish, dust with flour, and then tap out the excess. Using an electric mixer, beat butter on medium until creamy, about 2 minutes. Add granulated sugar and beat until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Whisk baking powder, salt, and flour in a bowl. With mixer on low, add flour mixture to butter mixture in 3 additions, alternating with milk, beginning and ending with the flour mixture, beating well after each addition. Beat in the vanilla. Transfer the batter to the prepared baking dish. Then mix blueberries, raspberries, rhubarb, and 2 cups crumble topping mixture in a large bowl. Sprinkle mixture over batter. Top with the remaining crumble topping. Bake until a toothpick inserted in the center of the cake comes out clean, 65 to 70 minutes. Let cool and then dust with powdered sugar before serving. Well, I'm kind of salivating here. Next, pineapple, swordfish, and red onion kebabs. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time, 1 hour 30. Serves 4. 4 cloves of garlic, finely chopped. 1 1.5-inch piece of fresh ginger, peeled and finely chopped. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper. 3 tablespoons olive oil, plus more for grill grates. 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice from 1 lime, plus lime wedges for serving. 2 pounds of skinless swordfish, cut into 1-inch pieces. 1/2 of a fresh pineapple, peeled, cored, and cut into 1-inch pieces. Fresh cilantro leaves and tender stems for serving. Stir the garlic, ginger, salt, black pepper, crushed red pepper, oil, and lime juice in a medium bowl. Add swordfish and gently stir to coat. Cover and marinate in the refrigerator for 1 hour. Preheat a grill or grill pan over high. Thread swordfish, pineapple, and onion onto 16 6-inch bamboo skewers. Lightly oil grates and grill the kebabs, turning occasionally until fish is just cooked through, 3 to 4 minutes. Serve topped with cilantro with lime wedges alongside. And here's a good beverage for you, sparkling cantaloupe lemonade. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 3 hours and 20 minutes. And it serves 8. You need 1 cup of sugar, 3 tablespoons pink peppercorns, plus more for garnish, 3 cups chopped cantaloupe, 1 cup fresh lemon juice from 4 to 5 lemons chilled, 5 cups cold sparkling water or club soda, lemon slices for garnish. Combine sugar, peppercorns, and 1 cup water in a small saucepan. Bring to a boil and cook, stirring until the sugar dissolves. Let it cool completely. Strain mixture and discard peppercorns. Chill until very cold, about 2 hours. Place cantaloupe in a blender and process until very smooth, about 1 minute. Pour through a fine mesh strainer, pressing on solids to remove juice. You should have 1 cup of juice. Discard the solids. Stir together chilled syrup, cantaloupe juice, and lemon juice in a large pitcher and chill until ready to serve. Then just before serving, add sparkling water to the chilled juice mixture. Serve over ice, garnished with lemon slices and pink peppercorns. If you want to do a boozy sparkling cantaloupe lemonade, you prepare the recipe as I just described, stirring in 1.5 cups vodka or gin just before serving. From Real Simple, a couple of easy dinners for you. Salt and pepper shrimp with cucumber salads, our first one. Total time and active time, 20 minutes, serves 4, and is gluten-free. You need 1 English cucumber thinly sliced, 2 stalks of celery thinly sliced, plus 1/2 cup of loosely packed celery leaves, 1/2 cup red Fresno chili thinly sliced, 2 scallions thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice from 1 lime, 1.5 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, 3 3/4 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 1/2 cup of cornstarch, 2 tablespoons freshly ground black pepper, 6 tablespoons canola oil divided, 1.5-pound large tail-on shrimp peeled and deveined. Combine cucumber, celery and celery leaves, chili, scallions, lime juice, sesame oil, and 1 1/4 teaspoons of salt in a large bowl. Toss and set aside. Mix cornstarch, pepper, and 2 teaspoons salt in a shallow dish. Heat 3 tablespoons canola oil in a large skillet over high. Toss 1/2 of the shrimp in the cornstarch mixture, shaking off excess. Cook, turning halfway through until opaque, about 2 minutes. Transfer to a plate. Wipe the skillet clean and repeat with the remaining canola oil, shrimp, and cornstarch mixture. Season shrimp with remaining half teaspoon salt, and then serve alongside or on top of the cucumber salad. Smoky flank steak tacos. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 30, gluten-free and serves 4. Here's what you need. 1.5 teaspoons of smoked paprika, 3/4 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne, 3.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 1 pound of flank steak, 1 tablespoon olive oil plus more for grill grates, 1 medium red onion sliced, root ends left intact, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 cups cherry tomatoes quartered, 1/2 cup fresh cilantro leaves and tender stems plus more for serving, 3 tablespoons fresh lime juice from 2 limes plus wedges for serving, 1 serrano chili seeded and freshly chopped, and 8 6-inch corn tortillas. Mix paprika, cumin, cinnamon, cayenne, and 2 teaspoons of salt in a small bowl and rub all over the steak. Heat a grill or grill pan over medium-high, lightly oil grates. Cook steak, turning occasionally 8 to 10 minutes for medium-rare. Transfer to a cutting board. Let rest for 10 minutes before slicing against the grain. Toss onion, oil, pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a small bowl. Cook onion over high until charred, about 2 minutes per side. Mix tomatoes, cilantro, lime juice, chili, and remaining 1 teaspoon salt in a bowl. Toast tortillas over an open flame or in a dry skillet over high until lightly charred, 10 to 15 seconds per side. Divide steak among tortillas and top with tomato mixture, charred onion, and cilantro. From Real Simple, The Realist, how to make a perfect ice cream scoop. For parlor-worthy scoops, take the ice cream out of the freezer 5 minutes before serving, says Lauren Wilson, founder of Sweet Lowe's Handmade Ice Cream in Seattle. If it's a pint container, pull the scooper around the outer edges for a perfect sphere. Have a quart or a gallon container? Start away from your body and pull the scoop toward you. Try to skim the scooper across the top instead of digging in. Another trick, dip your scooper tool in water between scoops to prevent ice cream from sticking to it, says Bella Logans, director of retail operations for McConnell's Fine Ice Creams. Before returning the sweet stuff back to the freezer, never the door, add a piece of waxed paper under the lid to help keep ice crystals from forming. From Real Simple. Ah, when we feel tense or anxious, we tend to tighten our jaw, furrow our brow, or purse our lips. Just relaxing the face can shift our mood. Close your eyes and feel the air rushing past the tip of your nose. Notice how feeling the breath right there softens the throat. Imagine your inhale inflating your cheekbones just a little bit. With each exhale, allow your cheeks to get softer and heavier. Feel the jaw relaxing. Can the corners of your eyes get heavier too? Ever so slightly, lift the corners of your mouth. Take 10 breaths, giving the small muscles of the face some time to unclench, and notice your mood becoming a little lighter. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long. Until next time.